Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
On September 21st in 2001, in Dallas, 10 days after the worst terrorist attack on American soil, Race Bouillon was working behind the counter at a gas station convenience store when a man entered carrying a gun. That gunman was Mark Stroman. He'd killed one person on the 15th of September, another on the 4th of October, in what Stroman describes as a state of rage, anger, grief, and loss over the tragedy at the World Trade Center. Stroman had been targeting people who appeared to be of Middle Eastern descent. He asked Race Bouillon where he was from, and before Bouillon had a chance to answer, Stroman pulled the trigger and shot Bouillon in the face. Bouillon is Muslim and from Bangladesh. He survived that shooting. Two others did not. Now, today in Texas, Mark Stroman is scheduled to be executed, and Race Bouillon is asking the Texas District Courts to spare his life. Race Bouillon joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, first of all, let's go back to the day of the shooting. How extensive were your injuries from this?
Well, I was shot, by the way, with a double barrel shotgun. And after several surgeries, doctor could save my eye. But the vision in the right eye is gone. And I'm still carrying more than 35 pellets on the right side of my face and my head.
And certainly your thoughts after the shooting, if you can remember what you were thinking then, other than panic and I'm sure pain, but in the days that followed it, I can't imagine that your first thoughts were of compassion or perhaps forgiveness for the man who'd attacked you.
Well, the way my parents raised me and my Islamic faith teaches that forgiveness is the best policy and Islam doesn't allow for hate and killing. In fact, in Islam, it says saving one human life is like saving the entire mankind. Those kind of things encourage me not to hate him, rather forgive him. And if there's anything I can do to save this person's life, that's what I was taught and that's what I've been doing right now.
This is a hate crime. We're speaking with Race Bouillon, and that means that someone attacked you. This man, Mark Stroman, attacked you, not knowing anything about you, but only because of something he assumed about who you were or a group that you belonged to. Do you feel like we prosecute hate crimes or punish them too harshly?
Well, what I believe that without dealing with the root cause, which is hate, without educating people enough, we are punishing those perpetrators, but we are not dealing with the root cause, which is hate, and hate comes from ignorance.
What about the people, the victims, those who died and their families? Perhaps they believe that with Mark Stroman's death, that some kind of justice would be achieved. Do you not agree with that?
Well, from the beginning of this campaign, I kept in touch with the other families, and they also forgive Mark Stroman. And I have their blessings even before I started this campaign. Justice was served 10 years back, but they also realized that by killing Mark Stroman, we will simply lose a human life without dealing with the root cause, which is hate. So that's why I have their support as well to run this campaign and ask mercy for Mark Stroman so that if we can save this life, we'll be able to educate many, many people, not only in the USA, all over the world, that hate is not the solution. Hate just brings only disaster, pain and suffering to human lives.
We're speaking with Race Bouillon, a Muslim man who was originally from Bangladesh in the United States now, victim of a hate crime in Texas in which Mark Stroman shot him in the face with a shotgun in retaliation for the attacks on September 11th. You know, let me ask you, Race, what was the evolution of your feelings towards Mark Stroman? First of all, have you met him personally?
Well, I never met him personally directly, but I request the Texas Department of Criminal Justice to arrange a meeting as a victim-offender dialogue, but I never heard back from them. And that's why I took Governor Perry to the court to exercise my victim's right under the Texas law.
You know, I've read comments that Mark Stroman has made. He said that he's a member of the Aryan Brotherhood in prison. That's a comment that he's made before. During the trial, he made rude gestures toward the family of Waqar Hassan, who was a Muslim man born in Pakistan, who was he's convicted of killing. Does it change your views towards Mark Stroman, depending on who he says he is, the comments that he makes, the kind of person that he is?
Well, you know, that's absolutely, you know, that very clearly shows how ignorant he was. He didn't realize what he did in the courtroom. He was that ignorant. But in course of time, through maturity, he has changed and he's a different person. He also talked to many different filmmakers, and he also wrote a letter to Professor Rick Halperin at SMU, where he explained what he did, how he did, and he was profoundly remorseful in his letter. And recently, last month, he wrote a personal letter to me and also to other widows. And he explained very beautifully that how profoundly he is remorseful, and he explained he asked for forgiveness. And when I was reading that letter at 1:30 in the morning in my bed, my eyes are full of tears. That this person was a cold-blooded murderer 10 years before, but in course of time, being behind bars, through maturity, he is a changed person. He has a different heart right now.
So you believe he's changed his views about Muslims or about you personally?
I think he's a different, completely different person. His view has changed not only towards me, towards Muslim people as well. And he, in one of his statements, he said that he couldn't believe that one of his victims could run a campaign to save his life, who is a Muslim, and all the Muslims are not bad, and there is always bad people, good people in every community, in every country, in every society.
You know, we're speaking with Reis Buyan. Reis Buyan was shot in the face by Mark Stroman in Texas. Mark Stroman also killed two other men that he believed were Muslim in retaliation for the World Trade Center attacks. You know, Reis, do you oppose all capital punishment?
Well, this campaign, I have very clear message in this campaign that I was trying to save Mark Stroman's life and raise awareness against hate crimes and also help the victims of hate crimes. And today, I'm focusing right now to have a mediation dialogue with my offender, which is my victim's right. That's what I'm focusing right now, that before Mark Stroman is put to death, I should have this mediation dialogue with him for my mental peace and for my security.
So perhaps this campaign to help save Mark Stroman's life is, for you, an attempt to find peace and some kind of closure over what happened to you?
Absolutely. I've been holding this pain in my heart for the last 10 years, and I always wanted to talk to my offender, look at him in the eyes. I wanted to explain why, how he did all these things. I wanted to hurt from his side, and if I cannot hurt this thing from his side, this pain will always carry, will be there in my heart. That's why this is very important, to have this mediation dialogue with my offender so that I can close this chapter, I can move on with my own life with a mental peace.
Reis Buyan, originally from Bangladesh, now here in the United States, victim of a hate crime in Texas, a hate crime in which Mark Stroman shot him in the face, and now Reis Buyan is trying to get the state of Texas to spare the life of Mark Stroman. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.